Pennsylvanians are in pigskin heaven this weekend. The state has two teams to cheer for tomorrow in the AFC and NFC championship games. The Pittsburgh Steelers will face the New England Patriots, and the Philadelphia Eagles will play the Atlanta Falcons. Tomorrow's winners go to the Super Bowl. To close our show this evening, we've called up bartender Angelo Camerata. He is a longtime Steelers fan, ever since the team was founded under a different name in 1933. Mr. Camerata joins me now on the phone from the Camerata Cafe near Pittsburgh. Welcome to you.
Hello.
You're 90 years old.
I'm 91, very soon.
Correct me, don't you hold the Guinness Book of World Records for both the
longest continuous working bartender. 33 was their year that they went into the National Football League. 33 was the year I started tending bar.
Tell me about that first night when your bar opened.
Oh, it was beautiful. We had a grocery store, and my dad applied for the first beer license.
That was when he heard that prohibition was going to be lifted.
Yeah, knowing it, we're going to have beer, and my dad applied for a license, and it was beer only at that time. There was no liquor. We had an ice cream soda fountain. We used that as our first bar. And I sold bottles of beer off of there at 10 cents a bottle.
Can you tell me what you remember about the team's first season back in 1933?
I was 19 at the time. The first season, I went to a game or so. And it was an innovation, you know, and that was about it.
Now, in 1935... you got season tickets.
There were five tickets to the season, five home games, and the total cost of season tickets was $15. And the games were played at Old Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, which was just truly a great ball field. Beautiful.
So tell me, where will you watch the game tomorrow?
At home. I live here on the same premises on the second floor. I'll watch a game on TV.
Are you optimistic for the Steelers?
Yeah. They're going to win.
Angelo Camerata tends bar at Camerata's just outside Pittsburgh. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News.